So I want to ask you about comprehensive test?
Comprehensive cancer, yes, sir.
Yeah. What's the significance of that?
Well, so it takes us to the highest tier. So there are only 50 other cancer centers that are comprehensive status. It means that we are much more than the local community. So it means that we've got outreach throughout your what they call the catchment population, which is our entire state. So we've got to demonstrate high level of prevention studies, education studies throughout. So again, it takes it to that very top level.
And will that mean in terms of affecting staffing or kind of research that you do?
Right. It wouldn't affect the type of research, but there's more money that comes in from the federal government to do our research. So that means more clinical trials, more cancer prevention, and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you talked about the challenges today, which we have more than a few in Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
When it relates to poverty, can you make a correlation between raising economic status of a community, lessening poverty, and lessening the risk for cancer? Can there be a direct correlation?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because with the poverty, it's not only poverty, it's a lot of the impoverished people also live in rural areas that are not serviced as well by hospitals, et cetera. So there's a financial aspect. I mean, it's amazing. Even many of our patients, so we provide help with transportation, for example, because that's a big detriment in terms of just buying gas to get to the hospital and see the doctor. But absolutely, I mean, I think that it doesn't contribute necessarily to the development of cancer, but certainly we see cancers at much later stages in those individuals just because they've put off going to the doctor.
And as far as obesity and smoking, two other big ones,
yes.
Are we seeing gains in one more than another as far as lessening obesity or lessening smoking?
Yeah, I would say bigger gains. I think there's been a bigger focus on smoking. So I think we've seen good decreases in smoking rates, which is fantastic. Not as much emphasis on obesity until recently. So I think those numbers are still continuing to creep up, unfortunately.
Okay. In your new building, what will be the significance of that? As you mentioned, it's still a few years out, but what will be the significance of the new facility?
Well, I mean, again, we've maxed out on capacity in our building, so we'll be able to provide care to even more patients throughout the region of Kentucky. But what I also like to say is that it's one-stop shopping, so to speak. I mean, patients are dropped off at the front door. They get all of their procedures taken care of in that building as opposed to the way it is now, where they may go to five or six different buildings with one visit.
Yeah. What will happen to the current facilities then?
Yeah, so they will still be functional because they're still functional. So there will be other groups probably coming in and utilizing those as clinic space, et cetera. And one of the buildings is our Combs Research Building, which we still have active research ongoing there, and that won't change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one question about the question you got about a vaccine for cancer. You know, that's probably years down the road,
Yes, but again, with the rapidity of new treatments that have happened just in the last 5 to 10 years, I mean, we say down the road, but I wouldn't be surprised within the next 5 years to 10 years that we won't start seeing vaccines for various cancers.
Certain ones, okay.
Yes, sir.
And as far as the biomarkers in treating cancers, how would you evaluate where we are with that right now?
Well, I think that's grown tremendously. Well, we know a lot more of the basic mechanisms that for cancer development and metastasis, and so that allows us to come up with better biomarkers in terms of looking for cancers, making that cancer diagnosis earlier.